everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. Did you like my title? This is the end. What is it the end of, Gary? It's the end of season five. Sorry for the clickbaity title, but you're here now. You may as well have a chat with me. So I'm just going to recap essentially what's been one of the most bizarre months in my entire life and talk about what's coming up, talk about season six, talk about the ideas we're going to be looking at in season six and what it's going to look like. So March, they say you should never wish your life away. Well, to be honest, I'm pretty glad March is over. It's been a rough month, I think, for everybody. I think it's been one of the toughest months since this whole thing started. And I titled that back in episode 112, and I talked about the worst year of my life. And there's no doubt it was, and probably March was probably the worst month of this whole kind of lockdown experience, which is the culmination of so many things. But we're looking at a new month, we're looking at a new start, and really we're looking at a new chapter for me personally anyway. I think episode 112 was kind of the low point. That was kind of when I felt comfortable enough to kind of share what had been going on and what had happened. And it's funny, when you share things like that, it's a very raw and emotional time. But strange things happen. Strange things happen when you get very emotional. I've been doing content for over 2 years now, and that was the most reaction I've ever got to an episode, even with some of the most brilliant entrepreneurs in Ireland. That episode alone got such a reaction. I think it just hit such a nerve for people. And hopefully now, as we turn a corner and we look towards kind of the brighter time that's kind of coming ahead, you know, lockdown ending, some good news for a change, hopefully we'll all start to turn that corner. So for me, it was funny, with that episode, things started to change, and I suppose you look at things a little bit differently as well. So since that, I've got some really cool offers to speak at some cool conferences that are coming up. They'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I'll talk about them. Been asked to go back to my old college, DCU, and give a talk there. And I've also been approached by a national radio station to go on and kind of share my experience of episode 112, the worst year of my life. So that'll be really interesting. I'll let you know when that comes up and where it's going to be. I don't really like to talk about these things too far ahead of time, because, you know, plans change and these things can get pulled very quickly. So I will let you know when that's coming up. That should be around the first week in April. And I'm also just going to push forward with the podcast and try and make it even better. I've got this far just essentially myself, just without any sponsors, without really any support. So I've kind of opened it up now for season six. I put that on LinkedIn today, and looking to level up the podcast essentially. So we hit number one in the podcast charts last Friday, and that was unbelievably satisfying. The charts are crazy, right? The charts are absolutely bananas. You can go up and down 20 places in a couple of days. But there's something special about hitting that number one spot, and that meant a lot to me, because I felt I'd earned it. I felt I'd got there through just graft. And there's something kind of quite strange in me that I just love that graft element. I love that kind of, like, I suppose it's a stubbornness. It's an entrepreneurial stubbornness that I just like to earn things. I like to feel like, yes, I did X work, put in X hours, did this, this, and this, and I got that outcome. And it's something satisfying to see it. So that was brilliant. Thank you to everyone who has supported me on this journey. And look, it's really only the start, I think, to be honest. I have big plans for season six. We should hit 12,000 downloads tonight, I think. We should go over the 12,000 downloads mark this month. So now I feel it's time to kind of step up the game, get a sponsor on board, and go with that and invest that money back in the podcast. So that's the new chapter that's going to start, hopefully, with season six. We're not really taking much of a break, to be very honest. We're coming back on April 8th. Why so fast? Why not? I enjoy the podcast. I enjoy the reaction and the impact it has with people. I'll talk about that a little bit later. And I just want to keep the momentum up. I'm obsessed with momentum. If you've been listening to this podcast for more than a week, you'll have heard me bang on about momentum relentlessly. I think after hitting the number one spot, it would be foolish now to just drop that momentum and go, oh, great, now I'll take a few months off. No, we'll take a week off. We'll come back even stronger. So we've got some cool guests lined up. I'll talk about that right at the end. So tomorrow's a big day for me. Tomorrow is the day we finally start the cabins. Finally. We've been waiting since January to start these. Going down to Tipperary tomorrow, we'll be working on them. And hopefully we should have them ready by the end of May. I'll reveal more. I'll do a full episode on what they actually are. And I'm also going to be doing a YouTube series kind of documenting the journey purely for myself, to be honest, because it's the one thing I regret looking back on Host Builders and kind of going, what happened in the first 6 months? What happened in the first 12? All those crazy adventures you have. And sometimes you're too deep in the adventure to kind of stop and enjoy it. And I kind of want to do this with the next business. So I want to chronicle it here on the Monday series. I'll probably talk a lot in the Idea Lab series about how it's going, how I'm doing it, the challenges of doing it in lockdown. I think that would be good to share. If you would like to see me share a lot of the kind of behind the scenes and kind of the realities of trying to, I'm pivoting the business, but essentially starting from scratch. That's really what we're doing. We're starting from a standing start. So if you think that would be good content, you think that's something you'd learn from and connect with, let me know and I'll do more of it on the Monday series, because I think there's an opportunity there to blend in my own experiences. People seem to react best when I do share my own experiences. So let me know. To be honest, I'm just going through the uncertainty. I'm just powering through the uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen. Someone asked me, oh, you're starting. That must mean you're pretty confident. I'm not, if I'm honest. I've no idea what will happen. Zero. But I can't live with the alternative. I can't live with this inactivity, this feeling of nothingness, this feeling of purposelessness, of having no goals, of having no direction. So I have to do something. The build it and they will come mentality of, I'd rather be working on something for the next couple of months. And if we do come out of lockdown in June, July, then be able to launch and start. Because if I stay where I am, well, then I'll be exactly where I am in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months time. I'm choosing to do something. I'm choosing to do anything. I'm choosing action over acceptance. I'm choosing not to accept the current reality of where we are. I'm choosing to take action and take back the control, because that feeling of control and purposelessness, that is a killer. That's the one that really impacts my mental health. That's the one that really makes you feel lost. I think that's the biggest feeling, is feeling lost of when your purpose is gone. So I'm just choosing to get on with it. The feedback was crazy from the poll I shared about that feeling of being lost, and you know, people were like, yes, that's exactly how I felt. And the feedback was incredible, and it helped me kind of power through and make this decision to just drop the hammer and go for it. Like, I got messages from people going, I started my business because of listening to the podcast. And I got that multiple times. I'm actually going to do, I think, a whole episode on that and just try to get these people to come on and talk about their businesses and how they started. One guy messaged me last week and said, I just quit my job because largely based on the podcast. So let's hope that one works out, because he's such a charismatic and interesting dude and he's taken a big punt. But what he's doing is, I think, going to pay off in a massive way. So fair play to him for doing that. And that sort of stuff is fuel for me. It encourages me to kind of go harder, share more, because as scary as that is, it seems to be the one that really helps people. So I'm going to share a lot more of what I'm doing as I do it, because sometimes when you're doing these things, they're so bloody scary, you don't even want to admit them to yourself. You don't want to kind of stop and think and go, Jesus, if this goes wrong, we're in serious trouble here. But tomorrow at 6 a.m., we start again. We start a new chapter. We start leaving behind the horrors of the last year. We close this book, we close this part of the chapter, and we move on. So it's the end of season 5 also, as I've talked about already. We'll be back on April 8th with a deep dive interview with Killian Barry, the founder of Sportscaller. He recently sold the business for $40 million to a US conglomerate, and it is a brilliant episode. I've already recorded it, so that smug sound of my voice is because I know how bloody good this is, and we could not be coming back with a better guest for season 6 to kick off what's going to be the biggest season on the podcast to date. I just know it's going to be the biggest one. Sponsorship is now open. So the sponsorship will be for season 6, which will be 10 Idea Labs, what you're listening to right now, and 10 deep dive interviews. There's a serious lineup for season 6. We've got a lot of the guests already confirmed, locking down the rest of them in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be coming back, hopefully with a sponsor. And hopefully, when you think of it this way, season 6 is going to be 10 weeks long. Hopefully, by the end of season 6, my business will be ready to launch. Hopefully, you'll be in a better place. We'll all be in a better place. We might be coming out of lockdown. summer will be just getting going, and there'll be a massive upswing of positivity. That is what I'm focusing on. So I'm just visualizing the end of season six. So it's only the end of season five now, but I'm visualizing where we'll all be at the end of season six. I think we'll be somewhere very good. And that's it. I will see you back here April 8th. Until then, take action, and I will see you then.